在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Passage 55. 1. What should one do if he wanted to attain the heights reached by great men? Keep their faculties polished by...2. What did Edmund Stone publish? 3. How did the little Scotch lad, Ferguson, calculate the position of the stars? By 4. What is the price of enduring success referred in the passage?If I rest, I rust. The significant inscription found on an old key, If I rest, I rust, would be an excellent motto for those who are afflicted with the slightest taint of idleness. Even the industrious might adopt it with the advantage to serve as a reminder that, if one allows his faculties to rest, like the iron in the unused key, they will soon show signs of rust, and ultimately,can't do the work required of them. Those who would attain the heights reached and kept by great men must keep their faculties polished by constant use, so that they may unlock the doors of knowledge, the gates that guard the entrances to the professions, to science, art, literature, agriculture, every department of human endeavor. Industry keeps bright the key that opens the treasure of achievement.If Hugh Miller, after toiling all day in a quarry, had devoted his evenings to rest and recreation, he would never have become a famous geologist. The celebrated mathematician Edmund Stone would never have published a mathematical dictionary, never have found the key to science of mathematics, if he had given his spare moments to idleness. Had the little Scotch lad Ferguson allowed the busy brain to go to sleep while he tended sheep on the hillside,Instead of calculating the position of the stars by a string of beads, he would never have become a famous astronomer. Labor vanquished all, not inconstant, spasmodic, or ill-directed labor, but faithful, unremitting, daily effort towards a well-directed purpose. Just as truly as eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, so is eternal industry the price of noble and enduring success.
Inscription. Industrious. Toil. Quarry. Vanquish. Spasmodic. Unremitting. Vigilance. Be afflicted with.Entrance to. My grandfather has a thing about men with long hair. He says it's something like a rascal.
Well, tell him not to judge people by their looks.